5 months ago, a bustling fish market stood on the shores of Malawi's Lake Chilwa. Now, hundreds of fishing boats lie marooned on the cracked mud. Water levels fluctuate, but scientists say climate change is making the seasonal dry out of the lake far more dramatic. Fishermen are being forced to leave and look for work elsewhere.
Climate change contributes to the current recessions that we are experiencing. Because you can see that in 2012, there was a recession where the lake lost about 80% of its water. Then it recovered in 2013, but not fully. So since then, every year, we've been experiencing these recessions.
Policymakers gathering at the COP24 climate talks say it is developing countries like Malawi that are being hit hardest by the impacts of climate change. The charity WaterAid has released a report ranking the countries worst hit by water shortages, with Sudan, Niger and Pakistan making up the top three.
But the fact is that there's people who are living with the impacts of climate change right now, and they're feeling those impacts not through carbon but through water. And as we've seen over the past few years, and will continue to see for many years to come, unfortunately, is a huge increase in water stress and absolute water scarcity.
Richer nations have pledged $100 billion a year for poorer nations to deal with the consequences of climate change, but WaterAid says they are failing to deliver. Scientists say emissions of carbon dioxide would have to be reduced by 45% by 2030 to have any hope of keeping global warming below 1.5 degrees Celsius, the target agreed in the Paris climate deal. But the number of coal-fired power stations, the most polluting form of energy generation, is growing. The German organisation Ergovolt calculates that $478 billion had been invested into expansion of the coal industry between January 2016 and September 2018, including in Africa.
14 African countries now, the first coal plants are being developed. It's completely crazy. Economies that could just be leapfrogging to a renewable energy economy that instead are having, largely by foreign companies, having coal plants being pushed on them as a solution to energy.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization warns that climate change will exacerbate the impact of some diseases and health problems, including malaria, malnutrition, and heat exposure. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.